Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm not sure where Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren is. We were scheduled to be on, and sometimes he has emergencies. As a matter of fact, he is an emergency room doctor. And things come up all the time, and he is in the throes of life and death situations 24/7. So that might be what happened, and we'll let you know if he is available for the broadcast. But so in the meantime, 5 Minute University, just me, and Rich Sheban and I talked over the weekend, and there's so much news that we decided that we would spend the second hour of today's class talking about the balloon. We'll talk about information that we have researched, and some of it's kind of interesting. So we'll talk about that hour number two. And Jason, if you'd like to make that call to Rich, that would be just, that'd be wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay, so class, here's a kind of an interesting thing. I was telling Rich about this over the weekend during that phone call. LED lights. And this is, I don't think anybody's mentioned this. But here's what I've noticed. So when we built our farmhouse, we were thinking, you know, what do we do for lighting? And if you think about most people's houses, they generally don't have ceiling lights. If the houses were built in the 1950s and the 1960s, probably 70s and 80s, they didn't have ceiling lights, except for maybe the kitchen, of course, the bathroom. Dining room might have some kind of a hanging fixture, chandelier possibly. Maybe the entry hallway by the front door. Other than that, most rooms in most people's houses did not have ceiling lights. And I was thinking, you know, a nice clean look, ceiling lights, something you don't have to dust, something that's not obtrusive, and extremely inexpensive. Extremely. There are two kinds of ceiling lights. There's non-insulation contact and insulation contact. And one of them is vented. So let's say you have an attic. And these were designed for incandescent light bulbs originally. So the incandescent light bulb might be 75 watts, 60 watts, and the heat rises, and the heat would tend to burn out the lamps, the bulbs. So what they did was they vented the tops of these cans. So these are like cans that are upside down, the bottom cut out, and the light would come out the bottom of the can. The can would be mounted to the joists in the ceiling, and wired into a switch on the wall. Well, we bought those because at the time we built the house, I bought 11 cases of 6 can lights in each case. So that's 66 can light fixtures. I have a bunch of them in the kitchen. And we have them in the bedrooms. And we have them in the living room. And I like them. I really do. But initially, we used, the house was built 17 years ago. Initially, we built the house and installed compact fluorescent lights. And those compact fluorescent lights seem to work okay if the base is down. You know, you screw it into a socket with the base facing down. And the reason for that is there's electronics in the base of that light, compact fluorescent light. And the electronics wears out when it gets hot, wears out even hotter. I mean, it wears out faster when it's hotter. So if you turn the light upside down and the base is up, then the heat from the lamp goes upward and burns out the electronics even faster. So when they say 7-year life expectancy for a compact fluorescent bulb, if you put it in with the base up, you might get a year out of it because it runs hotter. So we learned that. And the interesting thing is that we have some wall sconces in our house. And the wall sconces have an opening. These are ceramic. And they're mounted, you know, a couple feet from the ceiling. And there are openings in the bottom that let air in to cool off the bulb. And then the top is open to let the light out. So the bulbs actually are horizontal. And you know, not one of those has failed yet in 17 years, compact fluorescent lights. They work just great when they're sideways. They work okay when they have the base down, and they really perform poorly in terms of longevity when the base is up. So I was looking for a solution. And, of course, LED lighting is a solution. You know, the screw-in bulbs that look like the Edison base bulbs. They look like typical incandescent light bulbs of 100 years ago, frosted to diffuse the light. Well, they worked okay, but they too don't last as long when they're upside down, just like the compact fluorescents. So if the base is pointing up, the electronics get hot, because those LEDs, believe it or not, those LED lights have a heat sink, and sometimes they look like it's like a white part of the bulb area, but it's really an aluminum heat sink. So you could literally burn your fingers touching an LED bulb that's upside down, literally. So we decided that we would try something called an LED retrofit light. Now, what this thing is it's a like a 6.5 to 7-inch plastic ring with a LED array inside it with a lens. So it's kind of flush, almost flush. It's nice looking. And you can put this LED retrofit assembly in place of a screw-in light bulb, whether it be compact fluorescent or incandescent light bulb, in one of these can fixtures. And they look great. And you get great amount of light. It really works well. And here's what I found out. And this is the whole reason for the whole story that I've been telling you. We have these in our kitchen, and we have them in other rooms, including a couple bedrooms. Now, if you think about it, in our house, we spend most of the time in our kitchen. That's like the center of activity. There's a computer in there. We have meals together as a family. So the kitchen lights are on from the time we get up in the morning until the time we retire in the evening. They are on a lot as compared to every other light in the house. Other lights go on and off. So if you think about it, in the bathroom, light goes on, goes off. Right? You know, it's not on very long. Take a shower, 7 minutes, you know, light's on for 7 minutes. But the kitchen light is on probably, let's see, over 12 hours a day. Maybe 15, 16 hours a day. 7 days a week. So from a perspective of how long the lights are powered up, the kitchen lights are on by far, multiple times more than all the other lights in the house. And here's what's happening. bought them all at the same time, all from the same company, all from the same manufacturer, all at once. And we installed them, you know, within a day or so of each other. They're starting to flicker. They're starting to flicker in the bedroom. Now, the bedroom light does not stay on anywhere near as much as the kitchen. Probably 1/20th as much. The bedroom lights are flickering. Kitchen lights are flickering. So why is this happening? It obviously is not totally a function of power up time. It's not a function of how long they've been generating light. It seems like it's a question of how many days they've been around. The date of manufacture plus the date of them being, we'll say, alive. And why is this happening? It's the electronics. It's not the LED element itself that's failing. It is the driver circuitry, the circuitry that converts alternating current, 125 volts roughly now, to direct current. That circuitry is what's failing. And in that circuitry is a capacitor. And there it is. I believe that is the single culprit that's killing these LED retrofit lights. So I went to the internet and I did a search on flickering LEDs. And there are these brilliant, brilliant writers who are, I don't think they took a science class. They say that, well, if your LED light flickers and you have a retrofit light like we do, 6.5-7 inches in diameter, white plastic, that has these spring clips that hold it into the recessed fixture. Well, if that happens and they start to flicker, get another one. Replace it. Now, who wouldn't know that without reading this article? That's what most people do. They have something that doesn't work properly, a piece of electronic gear, as simple as a light, or as complex as, let's say, a Blu-ray player, DVD player, or some other piece of gear. What they do is they, it's not working so good, so we'll throw it away and get another one. Well, I'm not willing to do that. So what I'm going to do is do a surgery on these LED retrofit kits. Open them up, find out exactly which capacitor is failing, because I'm pretty darn sure it's capacitors, capacitor or capacitors. And you can buy them for 10 cents a piece. So you can replace a $10 LED light, throw it away, build up your Mount Trashmore in the village near you with more Chinese junk, or you can replace the capacitor. Take a soldering iron to do it, and take some solder, and it's another skill if you haven't learned how to solder. It's something you might want to learn how to do. But here's the point. We're pretty frosted with the Chinese now, aren't we? And somebody's going to call for a boycott of everything China. Everything. And where are you going to get your light bulbs from? Especially if they're programmed to wear out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Rich Stevens was, and we were talking off air over the weekend about these programmed to fail LED lights from our friends in China. And so, class, here's all you have to do. It's four words. You can type it into your search engine, probably DuckDuckGoD, UCKDUCKGO. And here's what I typed in: LED lights, comma, replace capacitors. You'll find it. It's right there. So that's what it is. It's these darn capacitors that are programmed to fail. And the whole point of that class lesson, from the new lesson I just added to 5-Minute University, is what are you going to do? What are you going to do when you find out that your lights have a finite life expectancy based on number of days? So just not using the lights is not going to save these darn things. So what we're finding out is they're programmed to fail by a number of days. So what are you going to do when we don't make lights anymore in the United States? They all come from China, and they're programmed to fail. What are you going to do? So you might want to learn a little bit about these LED capacitors and how to replace them, and you might want to get some capacitors. But the only problem with that is they come from China, too, the capacitors. Rich is with us. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. We've actually talked about this in this context many different times over many, many different years. And what we have called this is forced and planned obsolescence.
Yeah, but Rich, have you heard anybody mention that this is happening? We've talked about, yes, forced, not just planned obsolescence, but forced obsolescence. This is a great example of forced obsolescence. But have you heard anybody mention it with with respect to lights, LEDs?
Well, I haven't, but with today's technology, nothing surprises me. When we talked privately this weekend, you mentioned the story to me, and I just mentioned like little AA batteries that goes in a little flashlight or a headlamp or things like that. You put them in the drawer, you know, they still have a shelf life, whether they're being used or not. Now they have the technology, probably, for a lot of other devices to have the same consequences.
Right, and EverReady, I think EverReady is the absolute worst in terms of the shelf life date and the useful life date. Meaning, if you look at the shelf life date and it says 3 years from now or 4 years from now, you know, it would expire. Those cells are useless way before that date in the future. Way before. That's been my experience with EverReady. Now, Duracell, that's not the case. I think they're the best. I really do. And Members Mark is pretty good, which is Sam's Club. I don't know who makes them. But EverReady, that company that used to, Union Carbide was the company, they were outstanding. But not anymore, in my opinion. Oh, by the way, class, don't believe a word you hear on the media, whether it be mainstream media, alternative media, print, audio, or audio and video. And don't believe a word you hear at USA Prepares as well. Rich, we were going to talk about something really disturbing today, and it grabbed the news. It took over the news. It was the number one topic all over the United States, probably worldwide, and that was China's balloon, which they're calling a weather balloon. I don't believe it for a second that it was a weather balloon.
Well, what I want to do, Vince, first is comment on your last statement prior to what you just proceeded with here, and that was don't believe a word that we say. You know, we've been saying, I've been on the air for over 12 years, and I always say never believe us. Read, research, and verify everything we say. And today it's more important than ever to not just do that, but to get involved and have face-to-face conversations, because we have enough problems with people being bought and paid for and blackmailed. Well, now we have something called AI. And we've talked about this. I've given millions of examples about these consequences are going to be taking all of our jobs with robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence. I mean, I say that all the time. I've given tons of evidence and proof about that. But now they're saying 90% of AI is going to be generated by 2025. That's fake. It's just like a green room in a movie. It's like CGI, computer-generated imagery.
We're going
to talk a little bit about that.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. Devastation is the word being used to describe a 7.8 magnitude earthquake very early Monday morning near the Turkey-Syria border. Turkey's President Erdogan said that 912 people have been killed in Turkey, with over 5,400 wounded. Turkish News Channel correspondent Hasan Abdullah in Istanbul.
So at the moment, the priority is to try and rescue people, try and pull the people out from the rubble, provide them medical assistance, and move them to safer locations. But I think it's going to be quite a task, quite a challenge, considering the magnitude of this.
Friday's train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio is worsening. So says East Palestine Fire Chief Keith Drobick.
We are at a risk now of a catastrophic failure of that container.
Mandatory evacuations have been ordered within 1 mile of the accident. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
All right. Back with Rich Sheban. I just, you know, Rich, I just got off the phone. We got a call. I was pricing farm fuel, diesel fuel. And the quote is $3.60 a gallon to buy 1,000 gallons. You know, that's just one simple delivery. Just show up and pump 1,000 gallons. And the problem is I can almost buy it at the pump for that much. And that's without the diesel fuel tax, which, you know, is about rough numbers, about 50 cents a gallon. So, and that's with a company that I've been buying from loyally. And I just said to the guy, you know, we've been buying from you loyally for years and years and years, but other companies sell it for less. I can't see buying it from you at this price. And they said, well, let us know what it is and we'll see if we can match it. Why would I do that? if someone else is going to give me a better price right out of the gate, why would I call our company, you know, the one we've been loyal to, why would I call them back and then say, can you match another company's price? Why would I do that? Why not just go with the other company, you know, the one who gives you the right price the first time? That's what I said. I said, I'll tell you what, if you want, I said, I don't think I'm going to do that. I don't think I'm going to call you back and give you a price to match. Why don't we do it this way? Why don't you just call back with a better price, and I'll let you know if we'll do it or not. How do you feel about that, Rich? You know, being loyal and then getting the short end of the stick by being loyal.
Oh, I see it every day. Look, we don't even know. I'm going to go down a rabbit hole here, but we don't know if a lot of these small, medium-sized companies have been taken over by some type of NGO or subsidiary of Vanguard and BlackRock and Berkshire Hathaway. Excuse me. And so we are literally in an era where it's admitted, we've given the articles and the interviews over the years that small and medium-sized businesses on the chopping block. And this is one of the reasons we talk about how we're going to fight the CBDCs and how we are going to create little communities, local communities for commerce. And by the way, folks, I just want to make a little announcement. Not tomorrow, but the following Tuesday, which is the 14th, Valentine's Day, Vince and I are going to spend the whole two-hour broadcast talking about ideas and solutions. Now, you've heard me, for those of you who are regular listeners, I've done several of those over the years where I've just done ideas and solutions. But we're at a point in time, folks, that we need to all step up to the plate and take swings. We have to participate. We can't let somebody else do it for us, whether it be the alternative media, whether it be the government, whether it be the military. Every institution and organization has been infiltrated. In other words, they have psychologically profiled people to put in place who's willing to sell out their own people for their own personal benefit, however that may be, usually in the terms of money or blackmail that they have on them. But before this break, Vince, let me just put the exclamation point on what I was talking about regarding AI and CGI, like computer-generated imagery. As we can see, unless you're living in a cave somewhere, basically this has been, the progression of this has been moved up rapidly. And we're not even going to know if there's an elected leader who's alive, because they can now take these CGIs, the green rooms, the AIs, all this stuff to create more plausible deniability, to sell narratives, to pass the buck, to add more confusion, more distractions, dumb down the people, manufacture the perception of ideology, which is designed to divide and conquer the people. Just like we've heard over the last few weeks, a lot of talk about ChatGPT and how voices and video, basically we don't even know if they're doing the same thing. And there's been beta tests on this. I've mentioned years ago where when I've been on, I don't even know what radio programs I've been on or a television program, they've literally taken my voice and made me say something different. And I remember saying this, and these were beta tests for what they're designed to roll out right now. So we need to be aware of, you know, there's a lot of things coming because the powers that be, every baby in the force knows that they want depopulation. They want a one-world government. Anybody who doesn't know this by now is either an idiot or they're playing for the wrong team, or they think they're going to be ignored when everything goes down, and that's not going to be the case. So whether it be nukes, hacks, power outages, you know, they're going to blame it on Russia. They're going to blame it on patriots. That's how they do it. So, Vince, do you want to go into this balloon thing?
Yeah, I just want to make one quick comment. Back in 1993, Rich, I was on the NBC Today Show. And I built some technology for the public school system, and NBC's tech guy, his tech guru, I think is what they called him. He heard about it. Andy Parr was his name. And he flew down to Virginia to meet with me at one of the schools to see the technology and say, how is it possible that this very, very poor county in rural Virginia has better technology and built by this one guy? How is it possible that they are beating all the other public schools? How is it possible? So they flew down, they brought the camera crew, and they brought one camera. And here's what they did. Because they had one camera, they couldn't have a shot over my shoulder and over the interviewer's shoulder simultaneously. So they had the camera on me, and they asked me the questions that the interviewer would ask. But the interviewer was not on camera. I was the only one on camera at that time. And what they did was they stitched together my responses to the interviewer, and they pieced the interviewer's video later on. So exactly what you're saying happened. It happened in 1993, and I was on camera when it happened. So the next thing is, you mentioned the green room. Class, the green room is like a green screen or a room that's painted green, and you can see somebody, you know, at a desk. And then that person can have an image added real time. So that person could be on a rowboat on a desk. That person could be, you know, standing, and there could be a storm on the green wall in the background. What we're saying is, you can take two images and put them together, and it seems like it's one real-time image. That's what Rich means by the green room. Back to you.
Yeah. Well, going to the balloon, Vince, let me just set up a few things, and you can discuss some of the things that I came up with. First of all, folks, you know, we the people are the last to get facts. We get the propaganda, we get the false flags, we get the hoaxes, we get the lies and the gaslighting. I think we've made that very clear over the years. So most of this, of what we're talking about, is speculative in nature. Now, there's a lot of things to consider. When you're flying over U.S. airspace, you need a transponder. Was there clearance for this balloon? Who gave the clearance? Is this, you know, we're all talking about an EMP event, and it certainly looks like it could possibly be a beta test for EMPs or other type of weapons, and we all know that the bioweapons are airborne as well. So there's a lot of things you have to consider. It's not just power outages. It's communication, transportation. It's basically overall survival. Now, if it's going to be, is it going to be a non-nuclear EMP or is it going to be a nuclear EMP? If it's a nuclear EMP, there's going to be fallout and radiation killing a bunch of people as well. And that's a very, very terrible way to die. So an electromagnetic pulse could also have other situations. You know, there's so many types of collapse. There's going to be societal collapse. There's going to be financial collapse. It's going to be grid down in every way, shape, and form. Now, that being said, I did put together a few articles because I really enjoy not giving my opinion and to show you where things are going in context with China. So, Vince, if it's okay with you, can I rip off a few articles, and then we'll get your comment after I'm done here. Dr. Naomi Wolf on COVID vaccine, she calls it a bioweapon manufactured in concert with the CCP, which is a slow way to debilitate, if not kill. Why did I mention this? Because of the fact that this is a CCP balloon. I just want you to, I'm trying to give context to a lot of nefarious possibilities. The Biden administration tried to hide the Chinese balloon from the public. That's another article. Another article, Zinke, Ryan Zinke is Western Montana's congressman who represents Western Montana in Washington, D.C. He basically called it an embarrassment, and he would have volunteered to pull the trigger. New York Times praises communist China for censoring citizens, says mass surveillance offers its own kind of freedom, unquote, its own kind of freedom. By the way, this article is a week and a half old. Can you see the setup of progression here on how they're already basically brainwashing you on how to think. China bans exports of high-end solar panels. Trade war expanding from chips to solar panels. What's next? So basically, we know that this balloon had solar panels on it. We know the powers that be wants us to live off-grid with solar, which I do. However, now they're going to make solar panels even more difficult to get because they're going to be going on these balloons and China's cornering the market. FAA changed passing score for flight physicians as many pilots are developing heart conditions over the COVID vax. Well, here we go again, back to the FAA. Where was there a transponder? Was there clearance? Who gave the clearance? You see how I'm connecting these dots, folks? Chinese firms with ties to the CCP are purchasing American private schools with strong military training programs. That also includes the fact that we've given tons of articles that they're buying up our lands and our farmlands. The surveillance, I mean, I think this balloon has multi-purposes. Biden dropped the Trump rule that revealed $6.1 billion in Chinese donation to universities. What's up with that, folks? Do you remember when I gave the exemption to the jab? Millions of Chinese exchange students in this country didn't have to take it. Are you starting to think a little bit now? The 20 restored the rule at the House to vote for specific federal government employees. The 20 they're referring to, the people in the Republicans in Congress that held their ground regarding our speaker. Now, that being the case, all government employees should have the same attrition rate as the private sector. There's no, we should not have a reason to lower the bars of standards, expectations, and qualifications for government jobs and then keep them on board with high-paying salaries and pensions. It's ridiculous. Defense Department to boost production of artillery ammunition by 500% for Ukraine. We're not going to have any ammunition or weaponry for us because we've given it all away to Afghanistan and Ukraine.
During those intimate moments, we see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February,
To show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Sheehan's with us, and one of the things that we do here at USA Prepares is tell you stories, things that have happened, things that are happening to us. And I mentioned the price of farm diesel fuel. Just got a message on our answering machine, and they've decided to lower the price a little bit. Isn't that interesting? And I don't know if it's enough yet, but they did lower the price. Next thing is, during the break, I was talking with our son and Mrs. Finelli, and they're out racing to the field. One of our cows is having trouble giving birth. And what does this mean? Well, it means that we have to put on our veterinarian hat, and they are going to, Mrs. Finelli and our son are going to pull the calf. They're going to deliver the calf. Rich, have you ever delivered a calf, pulled a calf live?
No.
You know,
no.
Save its life?
No.
No. No. It's no fun. No fun. It's kind of stuff Dr. Sergey does, you know, in the ER. But we do it out in the field. Okay. Rich, we're talking about the balloon, the China invasion of sovereign U.S. territory. And some might consider this an act of war. It's not the only one. There were three so far that have made this news cycle. And even allegedly during the previous administration, there were a few more, of which Donald J. Trump says, no, didn't happen. We don't know the truth. We flat out don't know the truth, because the current administration is saying it happened before. There are other people saying that, yep, it happened before during Donald Trump's administration. Donald Trump's saying it didn't happen. It's kind of like what we get from the Biden administration. He ordered the shooting down of the balloon on Friday, last Friday. And then next day it was, the generals said, don't shoot it down. Biden wanted to shoot it down. Then it was a complete reversal, where the generals wanted to shoot it down and Biden didn't want to shoot it down. You can't believe anything, which is why we say at the beginning of the broadcast and during these broadcasts, don't believe a word we say. Don't believe anything. It's not that we are lying to you. It's just we want you to do your own research and make up your own mind. This world is very, very confusing. This is not the way it was when I was a child. You could pretty much believe what you read, what your teachers told you, and what was in the newspaper and what was in the television news. You could pretty much believe it. Not completely, but way more than today. Rich, back to you.
Look, I just gave a whole string of articles
published in the public domain that shows that our so-called experts and official authorities have no more credibility. They use fake buzzwords. They've betrayed the trust of the people and corrupted their own profession. They are literally using the globalist network. And when I say that, I mean the UN, the World Economic Forum, the Council for Foreign Relations. You've heard us say all this stuff. To literally hand the keys of totalitarian, authoritarian, Nazi-type behavior to China to control the world so the world's elite can consolidate power, money, and control. Okay? At the same time, I just also mentioned how CGI, like computer-generated imagery, is going to create plausible deniability. Like, for example, I could tell you right now it's going to happen. Well, the Hunter laptop, it was all CGI. It's all fake. It's all phony. It's not real. This is how they're going to do this stuff. It's part of the pass the buck, don't look at me, look over there type situation. The only way America is going to stay America, and if it doesn't stay America, there's going to be mass death, whether it be through a bioweapon, whether it be through an invasion, it doesn't matter. When America goes, it's all over for the free world, and it's all over for the little people, okay? So you could choose to just sit there and listen, or you can choose to participate. I always talk about how we need to judge people by a bunch of different criteria. And I emphasize what I call the pick effect, patriotism, intelligence, and courage. We all know what patriotism is, the willingness and desire to be free and have liberty, the rule of law, like our Constitution, which everything that's happening is against the Constitution. In other words, what's happening in government and big corporations is treason across the board. It's treason, it's corruption, it's racketeering, it's greed. It's all for the consolidation of power, money, control. It's in every way, from the military to medicine to social institutions and NGOs, government, education, big pharma, Hollywood, mainstream media. The whole thing is being corrupted and manipulated and is dishonest. We'll be right back after this break.
Yeah, we'll be talking about the balloon. And there's a lot of ways of looking at this balloon. What was it for? Why were there multiples? No, the Chinese don't know how to build one of anything. When they build them, they build a bunch. Whether it be bearings or cars or light bulbs, they can't build one. They're not job shops. We have job shops in this country. We can build one.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.